This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Holy shoes. This is the first case I've seen where a lawyer was trying to put his best foot forward in the courtroom by wearing shoes with holes in them. The case involved a lawsuit for personal injury suffered in a car accident. Seems the defense lawyer was well known for wearing shoes with holes in them, which he manages to display to the jury, proving he's a man of humble means and getting the jury to like and trust him. The plaintiff's lawyer decided he was sick and tired of the defense lawyer's heavy-footed tactics and filed a motion to compel defense counsel to wear appropriate shoes at trial. The motion read, "It's well known in the legal community that Michael Robb wears shoes with holes in the soles when he's on trial, that he wears these shoes as a ruse to impress the jury, and that he should be required to wear shoes without holes in them at trial. It's clearly one of the first cases where a lawyer has bared his soul, and it reminds us that time wounds all heals. The judge's decision will be the last word, and it'll probably have a lot of footnotes." This is Neil Chayet looking at the law.